30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to 30-Minute Reviews. I am Adam, dealing with a bastard of a toothache for the last few days. But that's not going to stop us from talking about all of, let me rephrase that. I say all of the news, but what I mean is all of the news from the Nintendo Direct and the PlayStation State of Play that are of interest to me, because that's how we usually do things here. If it interests me, I assume it interests other people, and that's what we talk about. Let's talk first about the Nintendo Direct, because that happened earlier today, and I think that what we're looking at right now is we're looking at the end of the Switch era. I think that's a given. I don't think we're going to have too many more games after this crop that was set up today. And I think that what we're looking at is a situation where the Switch 2 is going to have a very strong launch lineup. If not launch lineup, a very strong first 2 years. Because here's the thing. Here's what we have. We have Luigi's Mansion 2 getting ported. That's next year. We have the Princess Peach game coming next spring, which looks pretty cool. We have Mario vs. Donkey Kong, a new game with that. And that game's going to be, fun enough. And then we have, this year, we have Super Mario RPG, we have Super Mario Wonder. It feels like we're ramping up to the end. And then on top of that, too, by the end of this year, we will be done with Pokemon on the Switch. We will have the last of the DLC out for Scarlet and Violet. We'll be done with the Booster Pass for Mario Kart 8, which has been the Mario Kart for the Switch. And we'll be looking to the future. We don't know what Zelda games are being made, if any. We don't know if they're making a bigger F-Zero than F-Zero 99, which I think could just be a way to gauge interest. I think F-Zero 99 is a brilliant way to be like, look, let's see what interest we have in the F-Zero franchise before we can launch into, do we make a brand new game? Do we make a, do we just do a new, do we do a brand new game? Do we do a remake of like F-Zero for GameCube? How do we handle this? And I think that could be interesting going forward. And I think that, I was looking for Wind Waker and Twilight Princess to get ported, because those games previously came out on the Wii U as ports, and I was looking for, let's have these games come out and have it be, and have them be something good. Unfortunately, it seems like those will not be coming to the Switch, which is a bit of a baffling decision. I don't think it's that big of a deal, because I think that if we have a Switch 2, we're going to be looking at a Game Boy to DS, or a DS to 3DS, or a GameCube to Wii, or Wii U to Wii, where I think what we're looking at is historically Nintendo games have been like that. I mean, there's only been a few times where it hasn't crossed over, where it's like, The N64 generation was kind of locked into its own thing. And then, like, anything to Switch, the Switch was like a great reset point for Nintendo. So to that end, I think that what we're looking at here is if a Switch 2 comes late next year, which is probably the most likely thing, I think that this is them being like, okay, let's use this as the, I can see that being a launch title. I'm going to be honest. I can see I think what we're looking at is we're looking at two launch titles for the Switch 2 as system sellers. Things you need to go out and buy a Switch for. I think Metroid Prime 4 ends up being a launch title, because we have not seen hide nor hair of that game since it was announced. I also think we're looking at a remaster of Wind Waker, and I don't think we're looking at a port of the Wind Waker remaster that we already got. I think we're going to get Wind Waker as a, as a full-fledged, remake from the ground up that will utilize the power of the Switch 2. And I think that there's a lot of room there for that to be something truly great. And that could be cool. I think that's what we're looking at for the launch of Switch 2. Thousand Year Door getting ported, 110% here for it. I love Thousand Year Door. It is, if you ask me, it's in my, I would say it's definitely in my top 10, maybe my top 5 games of all time. So seeing that as the, and just one more thing at the end was just so great. That made the presentation for me. And the other thing I like about this presentation compared to last year's presentation around this time is we didn't have 700 farming simulators, which was nice. No 900 farming simulators. And look, they could have just had it be 30 minutes of nothing, and then it'd be like, oh, and here's a trailer for a Thousand Year Door remake, and I would have been in on that alone. But they handled this very well, I think, and I think that this is something where I'm looking forward to what could be coming down the line, because we don't have a 3D Mario confirmed to be in development. We don't have a 3D like a Donkey Kong Country game in development. All of these things, I mean, these teams aren't just sitting around doing nothing. These teams are doing stuff. So what are they doing? Like, what does that mean? And I think what that means is these are all things that they're working on for the Switch. So even bigger than what was there today is what wasn't there today. If they're not showing it here, it likely means it's going to be within the first 2 years of the Switch. What's the Animal Crossing team working on? What's the Mario Kart team? Because there's no fucking way the entire Mario Kart team is working on Mario Kart 8, DLC packs. What are they working on? What's the Kirby team working on? What's the team that worked on Smash working on? What's the 3D Mario team working on? The Zelda team, the team that did the remaster or the ground up remake of Link's Awakening. What are they working on? Like, and I think too, I think we've talked about this before, where it's like the idea where, and I've said it before in defense of like Rockstar re-releasing their games and all of that, where it's like, it is a great. It is a great thing for the team to remake a previous thing because it lets you play around in the engine, get used to the engine, and get to know the, and build a game out in this new way, and allow them to grow. And what we're looking at here is this, could we be getting another Luigi's Mansion? Is that what this is? Is this them doing? We're gonna port this, and then we're gonna make a Luigi's Mansion 4. Like, are we gonna get a port of Luigi's Mansion, like a ground up total remake of Luigi's Mansion on an impending next console? There is a ton of unknowns here that is really exciting. This is probably the best presentation for that reason, and not just because we had those reports last week at a GDC where, or not GDC, Gamescom, where they were talking about how Nintendo was meeting behind closed doors with devs to show off what the Switch 2 can do. Where they were showing off, like, it can run Final Fantasy VII Remake, which was a very late stage PS4 game. Like, a very late stage. It was a PS4 game in the final year of the PS4. It was running the Unreal 5 tech demo with The Matrix, which Unreal 5 is PS5 and Xbox Series X. It has DLSS support. If all of these things are accurate, and I think too, part of it is because so many companies are getting on the train to build, like, I think this is the thing that people aren't really talking about with why that we could see a potential massive jump in the Switch's like technical capability. When the Switch first came out, no one was making handheld consoles the way Nintendo was. The Vita, but there wasn't a, like the Vita had already come and gone by that point, and the 3DS was the 3DS. Nintendo was had a virtual entire, they had cornered the market when it comes to this. Now we have all these other companies that are doing it too. We have Asus has the Ally, Lenovo has theirs now, Logitech has one. The Steam Deck, for fuck's sake. Like, all of these companies are making these really high-end, pieces of hardware to play games on handheld and play first-party huge games on handheld. And if that's the case, and we have all of these things, all of these companies are doing these things, and we have all of these potential ways to play these games on handheld, that means that we have a ton of companies that are manufacturing chips, manufacturing hard drives, manufacturing other things of that nature to make these games run on handheld and have them run as good as they are. And if that's the case, and we have all of these other companies that are looking into this technology, that's why we're getting all of these, you know, there's a distinct possibility that Nintendo could be making a sizable jump. Where it's like, when I saw that, like, people were aghast, that's like, there's no way that the Switch is going to be able to run this. And I'm like, well, no, but think about the Steam Deck. Think about all of these other handhelds that are now out on the market that are letting people play full PC games at full capacity on the go. Like, and hell, look at what a laptop can do now. Like, my laptop is not the best. I paid $650 for it. It was a $1,200 laptop. I got like half off on a sale. I think it was an older model, but and it's like a year old now. But think about it. Like, you have this happening, and I'm just aghast. Is really the only word for it. At what I can play on my laptop, especially considering what I used to be able to play on my laptop. Like, I had, when I started college about 10 years ago, I had a laptop that could run Mercenaries 2. And at that point, Mercenaries 2 was already 5 years old. And that was a struggle for it. And now my laptop can run, like, my laptop can run Horizon, the PlayStation exclusive game. My laptop can run the new Madden. Like, hell, I did a Starfield review over on Beware of Spoilers. You can check that out over on Beware of Spoilers if you want to hear what my thoughts on Starfield are. I played that on my PC, on my laptop. Like, my laptop was playing a game that is running on next-gen hardware. Or I guess at this point it's current-gen, the Xbox Series X and the PS5. But my laptop is running on that level. And if my laptop can do that, and look, the fan's a little bit of an issue. That's kind of the big problem that we have with this, you know, with this laptop, you know, is and anything like this is fan issues. Like, even the Switch, if you try to get it running too well, if you try to get it running a game too, well, that's a little bit more taxing. It doesn't quite work. The fan sounds like it's trying to take off. But goddamn, like, if we're looking at a point where the Switch 2 could be a comparable hardware to a Steam Deck, that's a very real possibility. Like, and I think that we shouldn't take this lightly. Where we could look where Nintendo could become a viable competitor for first-party titles. Especially in a world where if they can keep the, what's it called, if they can get it to a point where the digital works as well as it does, we could be in a real situation where, you know, yeah, cloud gaming is one thing, but if it can run, like, you know, older games on it without having to do cloud gaming, that would be huge. And that is a very real possibility with a new Switch. I'm very much looking forward to this new frontier that they're possibly headed into. And what else have we got? Like, that was one thing. The other thing we got was the PlayStation 1. We got the PlayStation 1 the same day. And PlayStation comes out, and look, it's very little on first party, and look, they did show up with Spider-Man, and good for them. I mean, I think it was a foregone conclusion they were going to show Spider-Man today, because Spider-Man 2 is coming out in like a month, and they would be, it's like how Nintendo showed off Super Mario Wonder, and it's like, yeah, you can set a direct entirely for it, but the game comes out in a month, and you're going to have a lot of eyes on this. So throw it out there. And when you look at what that game can do, like, I texted Peter about it after I watched the video, because I didn't watch it live. I was driving home from work when it started, and I texted Peter when I watched the video, and I looked at it, and I'm like, there is no load time when switching characters. That is incredible to me. Considering I'm someone who, you know, I play GTA 5 a lot. And when you switch between characters, it takes a while, comparatively. And you watch, you're fast traveling around, you're doing all this cool shit, and then you just hit the button and it's like, boom, and now you're Peter Parker, boom, now you're Miles. Incredible. No wait times is incredible. And it looks like there's no loading screen for fast travel either. And even that's impressive. Like, I'm in awe of that. And, you know, yeah, some other stuff happened. I'm really excited for February. And I think that, you know, let me make a bold prediction here. Because we have Final Fantasy VII Rebirth coming in February. We know that now. We'll make a bold prediction on the PlayStation side. Because we just made a bunch of bold predictions on the Nintendo side of things. I think next year begins the marketing push for Kingdom Hearts 4. I think, specifically, we're looking at an early 2025 release for Kingdom Hearts 4. There's a possibility we get another spin-off in between. Would not surprise me. We're currently in the middle of the longest drought between games since the franchise started. I think there's a genuinely strong chance that we end up with a Kingdom Hearts 4 tease early next year. And that next year at Tokyo Game Show, we get the bit. If we don't get it this year, I think it's possible we get a little bit this year. We get a little tease this year going into next year. But next year, the marketing comes out in force. I think we get a big showing at Summer Game Fest. I think we get a big showing at Gamescom. I think we get a big showing at, you know, D23, because D23 is going to be back in person next year. As it'd be a huge event. I would not be surprised if we get another gaming showcase there next year. And that would be a huge part of it. And I'm interested because it's like, you know, when it comes to Kingdom Hearts, it's like we did an episode here about it where it's like, what do we mean by the world of fiction and how does that work? And it's like, well, maybe the world of fiction is how they get into like the Star Wars and the Marvel and, you know, some of the other properties that Disney now has. And I'm interested to see how that plays in with Kingdom Hearts. But I'm very interested in all of this. And I like that gameplay trailer for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth looks fantastic. I'm all for that. I'm interested to see what all this looks like. And I think that, I don't know if I've said it on here, this is definitely one of the strongest years for gaming we've had in a very long time. There are so many solid contenders for, you know, top five game of the year that I'm in awe of what we've had this year. But we'll wrap up there for today. Our next episode will be next week. I forgot what the episode's going to be about. If you want to hear my Starfield review, go to bewareofspoilers.com. There you can find all of my reviews for new shit, including Starfield. We'll be doing a review next week for the Teal Mask, the first of the two Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLCs. And then after that, we will be doing, I think our next big video game review over there is Super Mario Wonder. Yeah. But we'll see. Oh, no, Lies of P. I forgot. Lies of P comes out this month, too. Yeah, holy shit. We got a lot going on. We got some cool stuff planned. We want to talk about what our plans are for Hampton Film Festival and seeing some shit early. I think right now we're going to commit to... I forgot the names of the movie, so we'll do it over on Beware of Spoilers tomorrow morning when we do the episode about Fiona and Cake. That's when we'll do it. Yeah, this is planned. This is definitely planned. We will wrap up there for today. And until then, have a great rest of your week.